Today's edition of the Capital Daily Podcast is brought to you by Raffel & Brown Window Fashions. Update your home by checking out this week's sale on a full selection of Hunter Douglas products. Visit raffel-brown.com for more details. Introducing the Capital Daily's Weekly Photo Challenge. Each week, our team will post a weekly photo theme in Monday's Capital Daily newsletter, as well as announcing it right here on the podcast, with winners receiving gift cards to local Victoria businesses around town. To find out what this week's theme is, check out today's Capital Daily newsletter. Hi, I'm Ben Waterworth, and welcome to the Capital Daily Podcast for Monday, November 16th, 2020. Today in the podcast,
we've kind of got a core of maybe five or six of us at this point. I've been helping out a little more regularly, but then we've also reached out to most of the rest of the comedy scene, which is probably up to maybe 40 or 50 regular working comics.
We chat with Capital Daily reporter Anna J. James and Quincy Thomas about their new comedy project Shakers and how they hope to use it as a platform to showcase the best of Victoria comedy across the country and the world. Residents of Victoria are set to find a new barrel of laughs with the launch of the online comedy club Shakers. The brainchild of local comedian Quincy Thomas and Capital Daily reporter Anna J. James, the club will see a variety of local comedians come together each week to produce a series of comedic content online, with big plans already in place for the club's future. And to talk a little bit more about the idea and what exactly Shakers hopes to achieve, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Anna, and for the first time, Quincy. First of all, Anna, Quincy, thanks very much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us the idea behind this fantastic initiative. It sounds very exciting, very interesting. So I'd love to hear how this idea came about.
Right now, there's just so many restrictions due to COVID. Venues have been closed. Even venues that are able to stay open have had to change the experience, distancing people more, putting up barriers and restricting a lot of movement and things like that. So it's a pretty tough time to do live comedy. But we figure people need laughs probably more than ever right now. So we just kind of thought, how can we keep things rolling in a bit of a different way?
So it's kind of a true kitchen table startup. Yeah, we kind of got talking. Quincy's been a comic, been comedian for like what, 4 years? Prior to COVID, Quincy's, performing 4 or 5 nights a week locally here in Victoria. And I'm going to the shows, being comedy mom and all that. And then suddenly that died. So we kind of figured, we kind of sat down at the kitchen table and thought, how can we still keep comedy going? Still keeping people entertained and also local talent employed. So we came up with Shakers.
So what then is the idea, given that there are restrictions? Ultimately, Quincy, you probably can't now perform 4 to 5 nights a week due to the restrictions and lockdowns and things in place. So how do you get the comedy out there? What's sort of the plan then to get the content out and help out yourself and also the local comedians to be able to perform still?
Yeah, there's still some shows, so you can maybe get up once or twice a week, but comics are kind of addicts for this, so that's not nearly enough. So basically, we've got a weekly space where we're going to be filming online content to kind of get it to people directly that way.
And in terms of sort of an online platform, is that something that goes through social media? We have a website. Kind of, what's the plan there?
So mainly we are going through Instagram. So our Instagram handle is Shakers Comedy CA. And basically, most of it's going to be online. We also have a website that we're building, shakerscomedy.com. And we have a Facebook, which is also Shakers Comedy. So it's mainly going to be online content. But I mean, I guess it's also the space that we have is on Fort Street. And it's called the Shakers Studio. And basically, we can have up to 15 people in their bubbles, and we have musicians and we have comics coming in to perform, and they perform live on Instagram at 3 o'clock every Sunday. But it's also about a space about convening people and getting people to just have a good time.
So we're thinking we'll kind of have some micro shows, I guess. We can have a few audience members at a time, just obviously not as many as usual, maybe as many as we'd like, but it'd be nice to have some live audience members that can get the real front row experience.
Oh, and we're also filming content as well for other outlets. So we've got the thing on with Capital Daily. So that starts actually the 19th on Thursday. And that is called a segment called Sensible Chuckles. And what we're doing with that is we're filling them unique content, and we're partnering with them to actually broadcast them to, yeah, over their over 41,000 subscribers to their newsletter. So they will go out in the newsletter. So that's really fun. So that's just like another unique way to kind of, yeah, keep comics, you know, producing really good work. Because I tell you now, like, we have some of the best. Don't you think we've got some of the best?
Oh, we got some great comics here. Yeah. And they're very underutilized right now. Right.
Hugely underutilized, underfunded, and that kind of thing. So, and they don't really have a platform.
You mentioned Sensible Chuckles starting this Thursday. Now, when you say unique content for the Capital Daily, you guys just going to grab each of us who work here and make fun of us or something like that? Can we expect that? Because I'm down for that. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak on the other guys.
Tell him how we met.
Don't have that planned yet, but roast might be in order of the Capital Daily staff.
Yeah. I would like to keep my job, so yeah. And I don't want to be roasted. I do get roasted sometimes from our readers. So actually how we met is we actually met at a comedy store and comedy show, and I heckled Quincy.
Wow, what was the heckle? So, what did you say?
Well, I just want to put out a public service announcement. Don't do that.
That's not how you meet your future partner.
Somehow.
So heckling's a big no-no in comedy, but I mean, he saw me and he was like, I don't like it, but I like it.
So. She's cute.
What did you say? I need to know what heckle gets you to be in a relationship with someone.
Absolutely no comments, but let's say it was controversial. It was very on topic. It was controversial.
May not be family friendly,
right? Okay, we'll get to the bottom of that.
But yeah, eventually. It definitely caught his attention.
Clearly, I see that. Possibly there.
I've been roasting him every day since.
Good. That's a healthy relationship. You're probably heckling him every single day when he's in the kitchen or something like that. Or he's, you know, you're writing an article and like, that article's not very good, Anna. You suck. And then just keep going. From that's how the relationship stays together, right?
Yeah, exactly.
In terms, you mentioned the local comics and sort of keeping them involved. Do you have a team at the moment of people who are working together? If so, how many people are in that team putting that content out at the moment?
We've kind of got a core, maybe five or six of us at this point, that have been helping out a little more regularly. But then we've also reached out to most of the rest of the comedy scene, which is probably up to maybe 40 or 50 regular working comics. So kind of I've let them know that if they've got ideas, which some of them said they already have, then we're gonna start working on them and start filming some ideas out of them.
And on top of that, we've also got, like, we were employed just locally, so it's all Victoria-based artistic talent. So we also have, like, social media people, graphic designers, we rent local spaces. So this is a very big, like, Victoria-based passion project. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we do want to build the platform, you know, to take this Canada and worldwide. Like, this is going to go right down back to Tasmania to our mums.
Good. I'm glad.
My mum's our biggest fan right now. But
our mums are probably related if they're both in Tasmania. You know that, right?
So shout out to my mum who's going to be one of my – I've decided that she's going to be one of our biggest fans. So she hasn't seen all the stuff yet. But, at the moment this is definitely a Victoria-based operation. And then also we pay people. So, I mean that shouldn't sound like it's a big deal, but it kind of is. It kind of is in the arts industry.
Yeah, it's a big deal to get paid for the arts.
Yeah.
No one's working for exposure. Like, it's cash money. So, I mean, that's really important to us because we sat down and we're like, okay, cool. Quincy sells jokes for a living. He's selling ha-has by the bucket load. So we're like, okay, darling, how are we going to make this sustainable and make our life sustainable? So, I mean, at the moment, We put every spare dollar that we have into Shakers.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of that at the moment is paying all of the performers and paying, you know, all the support staff, everyone who does the things online. You know, we've got a great graphic designer and stuff like that. So keeping all the employment and kind of stimulating the, you know, the arts economy here.
You mentioned that Quincy sells jokes. I mean, did you buy some to make this show funny sometimes, Quincy? I might have to send some money your way.
I don't know if you guys can afford me.
Yeah. True. Yeah, exactly.
Free.
Yeah, I know someone who works for the Capitol. I might have some connections there with it too. We've talked to a few musicians over the last couple of months in regards to performing during the pandemic, and I could imagine even more so with comedy when it comes to performing in front of a live crowd, because of course a musician wants to get that energy from the crowd when they're performing live, but for a comic, the laughs is kind of what keeps you going, right? You tell a joke, you hear a laugh, you know it's working, you keep going. So that challenge of not being able to perform as much as you want to, Quincy, is obviously a challenge. Mm-hmm. So can you get sort of a vibe of that over something like an Instagram Live? Do you just have Anna with a laugh track there just pressing the button to try and make it feel like you've got a room filled with people to get that vibe going?
Yeah, kind of for that reason, we're going to be doing a bit of stand-up that we'll be filming. But in my opinion, I find it's really hard to translate stand-up to film. So kind of the idea is to use stand-up comics, but get their ideas to start working on some sketch ideas and filming things with a bit more of a narrative and maybe a few more people. That maybe translates a bit better to film without necessarily having an audience there. But we will be having some stand-up clips, but probably a little shorter than your average Netflix special to keep people's attention.
Yeah. I mean, we have to get really creative, hey? Like, we're kind of like just working outside of, okay, cool. You know, stand-up's not as possible, and it's just not as, you know, not, as you said, it doesn't really that translate that well. I mean, frankly, I mean, if you've got 10 minutes, I'd rather you go see Bill Burr right now on Netflix. So, I mean, what can we do? And that's kind of the fun, hey? We're like, okay, cool. Like, how can we keep people laughing but do it in a unique way?
Outside the norm, yeah.
So we've got this kind of, like, this strange idea of having a talk show.
Mm.
So I think, like, David Letterman, but on the island.
Right.
And not David Letterman.
Well, if David Letterman's on the island, by all means, he could be a guest, maybe. I'm not too sure. He's got a nice beard now.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, yeah. We're pretty busy. We're pretty...
Yeah, down the list a little bit, you know. David Letterman just has to bump you for a while, mate. We've got a few other important people.
We've got some really cool ideas. I mean, for like, we've got Brainiac on the show today, and he's like, you know, we're like, you can bring a couple of people who are in your bubble, and he's like, I'm gonna bring my three roommates. So we're like, that's gonna be really cool. Like, that's a really unique experience, and back to the micro kind of concerts and things like that. So we're kind of bringing a few people together in, like, obviously a COVID safe way, but
So the plan is to showcase some other Victoria talent as well. So we got some musicians, probably have some artists on eventually. And
Do you want a podcast host on at all? I might know a guy, just in
absolutely
case. Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
we want two Aussies. We should just have the Aussie hour and just sit there and go,
geez,
that might be a lot.
Yeah. that's a lot to handle for Victoria, I feel. I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah,
put two of us
and
together,
like, performance artists. We're also interested in just, like, really interesting people. I mean, Victoria, like, creates some pretty wacky people, like, in the best sense of the word. So
yeah, some strange writers and whoever's out there.
I can imagine too, given the times we're in at the moment, we all need a good laugh, right? So, I mean, this is almost a perfect time for something like this to launch, for people to take their minds off things, to literally take their mind off things with a laugh.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of why we launch it, because we've been needing something like this. So we figure we can't be the only ones. There's got to be a few other people out there that are craving some laughter right now.
And when it comes to putting together some of the sketches and things like that as well, is that something that you both are just always thinking about, looking at situations? I'm sure you've got plenty of ideas, but you might be down the street, you bump into something, boom, that's a great idea. You're looking at something on TV or reading something in a newspaper. I mean, is that just something that the ideas are just constantly meshing that you're trying to get out there?
Oh yeah, it's like, I don't know if you've ever lived with a comedian. It's like,
well, I live with myself, Anna. I don't know about that. Does that count?
Yeah, you are a funny guy. Yeah, we kind of live in a sketch. We kind of, I mean, we,
yeah.
we can't go down to go buy some milk without having a good belly laugh. So yeah, I mean, we're constantly we've been set up our apartment. We've got a creative space. We also have a rotation of very, very funny people in our lives. We're quite based around our friends. Our friends are really important to us, and so yeah, and a lot of them are just lovely and demented.
Not only funny, but also weird.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
A lot of strangely hilarious situations that seem to pop up.
Yeah. So, we're constantly writing. And obviously, like, you know, my work at the Capitol in reporting it is quite dense and quite, you know, like, kind of serious at times, or usually always serious. So this is like a really cool balance for us and something that we can really, you know, have a lot of fun with.
Well, I was going to ask that because you are obviously reporting on some quite serious stuff and doing very well with it, Anna. So, I mean, it's something like this that you can sort of come home after reporting on very deep topics and just take your mind off things and have a bit of a laugh to take your mind off the day, essentially.
Absolutely. It's really good. And then I'm thinking, like, with my workmate, I'm not the only person in this town that has a really serious job or, like, a really heavy workload or anything like that. So, I mean, this is a town of really successful, really ambitious people. You know, you meet someone and they're like, yeah, I've got a full-time job, but I've also got, you know, my yoga lattes, you know, course, and I've got, you know, five avocado businesses on top of that. Like, everyone's got a, like, you know, a job and a side hustle and a family. So it's like, yeah, the world's pretty busy right now. So I'm like, I'm not the only one kind of working, you know, at a really serious job. And this kind of thing every Sunday, the studio, Shaker Studio, it's been such a good reprieve from that. And, you know, just a creative space. And I think that, you know, we're extending this to our community as well. Like, that's what everyone needs right now.
I'm really hoping that you guys work out and get married because I want to be at your wedding and heckle and just see how that plays out. You meet by heckling. You've got to have hecklers at your wedding, right? That's just got to be how it works.
Yeah, the one that's like to do
you. Anna can finally get a taste of her own medicine.
Yeah. Exactly.
Someone's like, what does it say? Ben, you got the helps here. What does it say when they put their hand up and say, do you not?
Oh, take this.
Does anyone object
to this wedding?
Can I object to my own wedding?
Yeah. Yeah.
Quincy can get me back. He can object.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I object.
That's my job. I'm saving it for that.
And it's all been an elaborate joke this whole time. Quincy's not been interested in the slightest. He's like, I'm going to take this to the wedding day to get my revenge. This is how much I hate hecklers.
Yeah, exactly.
Please do not give him my
take that as a note, anyone out there playing
exactly.
Heckle.
That's how serious they take it. They will go that far, basically, to go that way. The name Shakers, where does that come from?
I don't know. How did this happen? I mean, it kind of sounds like a strip club. Yeah, it's just shaking it up. Shake it. Yeah.
Moving the shakers.
It has a lot of movement to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's shaking it up, shaking up the industry. I think that's our friend Adrian kind of came up with that. So, shaking it up, doing things differently. Yeah, it kind of has a bit of a pulse to it. It's kind of fun. I'm kind of shaking my chin now. I'm all excited. Yeah.
Classic Adrian. That's how I look at that way.
Yeah, that's Adrian all over. He did a really great job. We had a couple of shows, socially distant shows, in our apartment. We actually gutted the entire apartment and invited a couple of select people over, and then so we've got kind of a warehouse style apartment, loft apartment. And Adrian said, this is Shakers, and like it was his first show, so he just said, this is Shakers and we're shaking it up. And we're like, oh, that's cool, this is good to know, like so it's kind of ad-libbing and this kind of stuck. So
and in terms of the future for Shakers, once this pandemic inevitably ends, probably in like 2029 or something like that, is it something that you hope to take to a different level? Kind of what are the long-term plans for Shakers?
Yeah, we're building a club. That's the ultimate goal, is having like a proper club. So obviously we want to wait until the venue restrictions are over and things like that. And, you know, we're also having so much fun building this brand online. So it's like, you know, we're happy to wait, but definitely to have a club and having it headquartered here in Victoria, and then obviously expanding it and eventually making our way. I mean, if I get a club down in Tasmania, Mum will say, "Well, you still need to go back to school." But that would be the ultimate. So just actually having a club, because it's so important to have a space for comics. I mean, comics are like, you know, much like writers in a way. It's become quite oversaturated and kind of undervalued, and they do perform a really important function in society. don't they, Quincy?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. it's also just it's kind of a community thing as well. It's really nice when you're all together kind of in the same space, because you just feed off each other. We're always joking around and building on things. We'll be out having a cigarette in front of the venue and come up with something, and then someone will try that on stage, and then all of a sudden it's a new joke. And
oh, that's also a hot tip. The best jokes are actually told out the front with the smokers.
Great. Okay.
They're actually, you don't see anything on stage, man. Yeah. Like it's always, or in the green room. Yeah. It's like, that's where the magic happens, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoking is good for something, yeah, so, then. There we go. We found it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. So we're looking, definitely, we want to take this Canada wide, but yeah, actually just get it really established here in Victoria. And as I said, we're 100% self-funded. You know, it's every dollar we've got, we're throwing at it, because we really want to make this work and make it, like, you know, stick to our mission from the get-go. So we are looking for investors, people who really understand what we're doing. And that's including local businesses, collaborators, things like that. Because, we do believe in this, and I do think that we're going to get there. So, because I just think the need is so great. But also, we've got some funny talent. So
that's the main thing. That's what we want to hear last.
Yeah. I mean, we got the good stuff. Exactly. Yeah.
Also along the way too, on the way to getting an actual club, we want to do some pop-up shows kind of at different venues around town that we find that'll work for the space at the time. Just to kind of get the idea going, get some shows out there when we can, when we feel like they're needed, and then just kind of build that all to have in one space for it all the time.
If you take this Canada-wide, when you take this Canada-wide, what part of the country do you think most desperately needs a good laugh, and why is it Edmonton?
See, mate.
Well, that's funny you say that, because I was going to say up north, first of all, because that's where I'm from. I grew up even farther north than Edmonton, and the farther up there you get, the more you need laughter.
Yeah. I mean, you're from really nice. Yeah,
especially in those cold, dark, long winters, a good laugh really needed.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. And there's another way as well. Like, we've had an idea of, you know, taking it mobile. So, like, just having, you know, a bus and popping a couple of comedians in there, and then kind of driving town to town and doing pop-up shows. I mean, there is so much we could do with the right support.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see a bus of comedians just driving around Canada. I feel like that could be two parts amazing and one part just so crazy that you guys might explode.
Yeah, you might. I mean, what about me? I mean,
yeah, you're heckling. Oh, you're like, you're stuck with this. I didn't mean the joke, guy. Let me go.
It'd be like taken hostage. Yeah,
by the way, she's more dangerous than us. We're trying to escape the bus from her.
I'll be over it by Langford, mate.
Yeah.
Get me out of here. These guys are nuts. Yeah. It's gonna be good fun. So yeah, I mean there's no kind of limit to what we can do with this platform. And then we also really want to like engage with even more comics. So we're kind of picking from a pool of our friends and things like that, but we really open, and this place is also really inclusive in that way. It's this is not a secret club. This is not just, you know, membership only or who you know and that kind of stuff. It's actually, you know, the best comic wins. So if you've got talent, or, you know, you're working really hard at your craft as well, we recognize that. Yeah. Come and have a go. Contact us at Shakers.
You don't necessarily have to be a heavy hitter. If you just want to try comedy, reach out to us and maybe we can figure something out.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Quincy, I'd love to know quickly, how do you take that leap and say, I want to be a comic? Because I guess everyone thinks they're funny. I think it every single day, but I sadly haven't taken that leap yet. Maybe one day. But what makes you wake up one day and go, I'm going to take this leap. I'm going to make my career telling jokes?
Big thing is just going to that first open mic. For me, I was lucky enough that I kind of stumbled into it. Hadn't really thought too much about it. And a friend who also does comedy still here in town, Evan McDonald, we were working together, and he mentioned it might be a fun idea, and I had nothing better going on. And I tried my first set, and it was so terrible. I figured that could not be the best that I ever do at this. And by the time I got acceptably good at it, I was hooked. So
great.
Here I am 5 years later.
Indeed, great. Well, that's good. I'd love to hear a comedian who actually says their first ever open night was great, because I feel like everyone starts off badly, right? But I don't know if I've ever heard somebody going, "Yeah, I killed it, man! I went up there straight away, and boom, Netflix special next day later."
A lot of the people I've seen that do incredible their first time eventually find the reality that all open micers have to go through, which is bombing in front of a full crowd. And after you've had that confidence, I find it kind of shakes a lot of them. They may not stick around.
There's no like Floyd Mayweather. They're not like 50-0 or something like that, basically. They might start off well.
But no, that's for sure.
Eventually
they
burn. Every
comic you've ever seen and laughed at has has bombed and ate it in front of a crowd.
There you go. There you go. Of course, Shakers Comedy CA on Instagram if you want to find it. This Thursday, Sensible Chuckles starting on the Capital Daily. Guys, it's been a pleasure to chat with you. Best of luck with it all, and we'll be keeping an eye on how it all plays out moving forward in the future.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah,
great. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Coming up, all today's news, plus how far would you go to get free Chick-fil-A? Find out what one woman did in Georgia next. The right choice of Hunter Douglas window coverings can keep your cool from Victoria's summer sun and instantly make over the look and feel of your home. Rafael and Brown Window Fashions have proudly represented the entire line of Hunter Douglas products for over 25 years and have grown to be one of the largest volume dealers in Canada. Visit rafael-brown.com for more details. To the day's news now, and Nanaimo's Cody Martin and Tamara Sundalak have been found after 3 days trapped in their truck during a failed fishing trip. The couple's truck became mired Thursday on back roads near Moriarty Lake, about 50 kilometres west of Nanaimo. They told CTV that they decided to stay overnight after realising they wouldn't get themselves out before dark, but awoke to a complete whiteout of heavy snow that further trapped the vehicle. After 3 nights remaining with their vehicle, as search and rescue safety guidance recommends, they then hiked through knee-deep snow far enough to reach cell service. Searches for them had been ongoing since Thursday. Two floating bus stops in Victoria discriminate against the blind and must have pedestrian-activated audible flashing lights added, the BC Human Rights Tribunal has ruled. The Canadian Federation of the Blind filed a complaint in 2018 over 3 stops in the city, saying they reduce the accessibility of public transit by making pedestrians brave a thoroughfare for oncoming bikes that could not be easily detected without sight. The tribunal found the complaint to be justified against the city, but not against BC Transit. It ruled that the Wharf Street crossing that eventually added a sound and light crossing alert was adequate, but that the two Pandora Avenue crossings without such alerts were not. A later hearing will determine what remedy the city must provide, although the tribunal found that the bus stops were nevertheless designed in good faith and with sufficient public consultation. And an island runner has begun his attempt to break a national running record set in 1891, taking on a challenge of 870 kilometres in 6 days. Jerry Hughes began his attempt to break the 129-year-old record yesterday, with the 40-year-old trying to raise $1,000 an hour for the Help Fill a Dream Foundation, which helped him when he was diagnosed with Gardner Syndrome as a child. He will run 2,200 laps of the 400-metre Cowichan Sportsplex track, ultimately covering a distance equivalent to running from Vancouver to the California border. He has a trailer set up nearby to sleep and a crew to help him with food and other needs. To stay motivated while running the monotonous small flat circuit that he chose for efficiency, Hughes told CBC he is dedicating each 4-hour stretch to a different child. The Canadian record to run as far as possible over 6 days was set in 1891 by runner David Bennett. And before we go today, a fun story from the States with a Georgia woman facing charges after police said she posed as a federal agent and demanded free food from employees at a local Chick-fil-A. According to the Toronto Sun, Kimberly Ragsdale, 47, was arrested and charged with impersonating a public officer after employees dialed 911 following her latest attempt to score a complimentary meal, according to an arrest report posted by the Rockmart Police Department. Authorities said Ragsdale kept up the ruse even as she was being arrested Thursday, at one point pretending to talk into a radio supposedly hidden under her shirt and urging the FBI to send someone to her aid. She also claimed her credentials were electronic only when officers asked to see identification. Police said Ragsdale had been trying to score free meals at the restaurant all week and threatened to arrest employees who refused. Now, I'd actually like to see that turn into a TV show somehow. Maybe law enforcement going around arresting people for not giving them free food. You could call it Food Cops or Law and Takeout Order or CSI, Chick-fil-A Serving Investigation. Seriously, how entertaining do those shows sound? I might even get to writing a script to make sure they get made. Be right back. And that's it today for the Capital Daily Podcast for Monday, November 16th, 2020. I wouldn't really leave you without saying goodbye properly, folks. Don't worry. I should briefly correct myself again, though, based on my teaser from last week that Anna would be on the show today to talk about the homeless situation in Victoria. Clearly, that wasn't the case, but she will be back again on soon to update us on what she has been writing about. So stay tuned for that in the coming week. My name is Ben Waterworth, and as they say in Australia, anytime the All Blacks lose, that's a good thing for rugby. Thanks for tuning in, and I will speak to you tomorrow. Today's edition of the Capital Daily Podcast is brought to you by Rafael and Brown Window Fashions. Update your home by checking out this week's sale on a full selection of Hunter Douglas products. Visit rafael-brown.com for more details. Introducing the Capital Daily's Weekly Photo Challenge. Each week, our team will post a weekly photo theme in Monday's Capital Daily newsletter, as well as announcing it right here on the podcast, with winners receiving gift cards to local Victoria businesses around town. To find out what this week's theme is, check out today's Capital Daily newsletter.